911, where's your emergency?
Yeah, I need you to send the police to Tropic Sun Towers. I gotta catch my breath.
Tropic Sun Towers, what's the address there?
591, let me see here. Yeah, 591 South Atlantic Avenue. Yeah.
In Ormond Beach?
Ormond Beach, yes, sir.
What's going on there?
Well, I guess the videotape will come up. Some dude come in here and pointed a gun at me. Some gun. I got it busted up. I beat him up.
At the front desk?
At the front desk.
Okay.
It's on the videotape. And he's out walking on the road somewhere. I just told him to get the F out. You know what I mean?
He was trying to rob you?
Yeah, I got the gun right here. Some of it's busted up on the floor. Damn. Yeah. Oh, well.
And how long ago did he leave?
Smoking. 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
This went down at 5 minutes ago. Short, portly guy. Got
white, black,
on.
Hispanic.
White guy looked like. Face was all red after I beat him up. Let's see. White, I'd say about, I'm 5'8". I'd say he's about 5'5", 5'6". I'm saying he had a little bit of layers of clothing. I'm saying he weighed about,
Which direction did he go?
He just went out the driveway. I think he went either across the street or to the left.
So, like, across the street or kind of south, towards the south?
Going, either that or going south on Atlantic okay. Avenue. Yeah. Oh, well.
I've already got the call in. They're dispatching officers now.
Cool.
What was he wearing? And about how old was
like
he?
It was like a pullover hoodie. I'm saying the guy was anywhere from the age of 20 to 25. You know, that's my
what color? What color pullover hoodie?
It looked like a blue or black, dark. And he had jeans, blue jeans on.
And you said okay.
Yep. Yeah.
And you took it away from him or knocked it out of his hands or?
Yeah, well, I was tussling with him. You know, I was like, when I was tussling with him, you know, there's like some rubber gloves, some blue rubber gloves here. I'm just going to leave the stuff on the floor here. I'm not going to touch
it. Just don't touch it.
Now, I got the gun. I grabbed the gun out of his hand, so.
Okay, just set it down so you don't, you know, then maybe they can get some fingerprints or something off it.
No, he's got them rubber gloves on. If he's got those, he was probably wearing some kind of rubber crack gloves.
And then you chased him?
No, he just went out the front door.
Oh, okay.
And he just walked down out the driveway. I just wanted him out of here. You know, then I called the law.
Well, I've got units en route already.
Cool.
So he had, like, just, like, surgical gloves or what kind of gloves?
It looked like they're, like, blue surgical gloves. I didn't really see him have them on, but apparently he did, you know, because I see him on the ground. I see something else on the ground, but I can't tell what it is. Oh, that's coming out from under the chair. It's a coaster from the chair is what it is.
All right. What's your name?
Well, it's...
Oh, okay. All right. You wear more than one hat. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
What's your phone number?
To my cell phone number?
Yeah, whatever you're calling on.
It's,
Okay, and you don't need me to send you... I've already got officers en route, but you don't need me to send you any rescue, do you?
No, I'm good with
no?
that.
No, okay. And I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the subject didn't get anything from you, right? You said you basically fought him off, and he dropped his weapon and ran out, right?
Yeah, he didn't get nothing. It was I think it was a 60-second tussle, if that. And, he kind of gave up, and I just told him to get the F out because we have rooms down here on the bottom floor. And
right.
I didn't want someone coming outside hearing all the commotion. And then
right.
him being a possible, whatever, scapegoat for the guy. So he got outside. He got about 20 feet from the door. That's when I called you guys. I'm too old for this crap. I need some young bucks in here. Why don't you not have any video? Hey, I did rip his hoodie off. One of the cameras might have... This guy looks like a repeat offender. You guys probably have him on file.
Hopefully you got it on video, and then they can...
The lady is coming in at 6 o'clock, Tony. She'll be here at 6 a.m. here in about 30 minutes, and I think she is the manager, so she has access to all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I got that hoodie off his head. I don't know if the camera picked it up or not. I didn't do it intentionally. We were just tussling around.
Right, just tussling around with him, yeah. All right, I want to stay on the phone with you until they get there. In case this guy, I don't know if he's stupid enough to turn around and come back or whatever.
I tell you, I was getting kind of tired, and I shouldn't think like that because I'm like, man, I could sure use some action. Lord and behold, I think the devil was listening.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. No more of that.
same kind of stuff can happen to us here. You don't say the Q word, you know?
Right.
Anything else that stands out about this guy?
Not really. Like I said, he was about 5'5". Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't look like a big, big fella, you know? But, nothing was stolen. I'm pretty sure it's a white guy.
Hair? Long hair? Short hair?
Buzz cut. He had a buzz cut like me. He was buzzed off like a skinhead. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Could you tell what color it was? Like darker or blonder? Or?
It was really, really short. He definitely wasn't no blonde, I don't believe.
Okay. I have an officer that's almost there. And they're coming from both different directions, so hopefully they might see the guy on the way there. If not...
Right. He went outside, and, I'm starting to get my breath back. He went outside, and just went to the left. He went out the driveway, went to the left. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think he went...
So he could have went across the street, or could have went southbound.
A policeman is here now. I don't know if he went across the street, or...
I'll let you go.
Very good.
All right.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.